In forensic anthropology, collecting demographic information from unknown human remains is essential. The identification of individuals relies on proven, trustworthy methods. Still, what happens when you have a skeleton where sex determination is impossible due to either fragmentary or otherwise damaged remains so that traditional methods can no longer be used? In 1999, T.L. Rogers published an article titled "A Visual Method of Determining the Sex of Skeletal Remains Using the Distal Humerus." In doing so, she introduced a new method into forensics. This method uses the morphoscopic characteristics of the distal humerus to identify the sex of unknown skeletal remains. By scoring four different visual landmarks located on the distal humerus, you can combine the scores together and determine the sex of the individual. But with only 128 individuals, 102 of these being male, and only 26 female, the reliability of the initial study remains questionable. While the original study lists the success rate of 92% in determining sex, the lack of an additional validation means that this degree of accuracy has not been independently verified. This study is that validation. Looking at 750 humeri from the Hayman Todd Human Osteological Collection, housed at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History, I observed the four morphological features and documented their results from the posterior distal humerus. Each humerus was examined for four traits, including the trochlear outline, olecranon fossa shape, trochlear symmetry, and the angle of the medial epicondyle. Each of these shapes can be seen in figures 1 through 3. For trochlear outline, if the middle of the trochlear was smooth, this represented male, where if the middle was condensed, making a spool-shaped trochlear, this represented female. Male olecranon fossas presented shallow and triangular, where females presented deep oval-shaped fossae. Male's trochlear is uneven, extending further distally, where females are equal in length. Finally, the angle of the male's medial epicondyle